This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think most of the 32 teams would probably say something to that accord at this time of the year. But I think that there's really only 6 to 8 that really have a legitimate chance. Sometimes it's 10 to 12, and there's teams that surprise you. But I would say on paper, we're probably one of those 10 to 12.
Aaron Rodgers asked yesterday at Steelers training camp, St. Vincent College in Latrobe, whether he thinks the Steelers can win the Super Bowl or not. Now, that question was asked of the Tennessee Titans head coach and general manager the other day, and the GM said, our roster needs a lot of work. Other than the Titans, and maybe the Browns and the Saints, I think every quarterback of every other team in the NFL would say, yeah, we're competing for a Super Bowl. I think every coach, every GM of every other team in the NFL would say, yeah, we're competing for a Super Bowl. But Rodgers' answer there was interesting to me. I listened to his entire media availability yesterday, and let me tell you this. Aaron Rodgers, his honesty is a breath of fresh air compared to Russell Wilson. Rodgers asked if the Steelers can win the Super Bowl, and he says there are between 6 and 8 teams every year that could do so, sometimes depending on the year. Could be 10 to 12. I think we're part of that 10 to 12. That is nuanced. That is honest. Russell Wilson would have said, oh yeah, baby. Steelers Nation, let's ride. Stairway to 7, let's ride. Of course we can win the Super Bowl. Let's ride. He's like Woody from Toy Story. You pull the string on his back. He's got like 6 or 7 canned answers. There's a snake in my boot. And that's what you get out of Russell Wilson. I don't believe he's a bad guy, but I think he's a human being that is controlled on the inside by a little Russell Wilson that's operating him with controls. He's like AI. Aaron Rodgers, like him, hate him, like what he has to say, dislike what he has to say, is an actual human being with feelings, emotions, and he gives some thoughtful answers. I thought that was a thoughtful answer. Can you win the Super Bowl? Well, every year there's 6 to 8 teams that realistically can. Some other seasons there's between 10 and 12. We're among that 10 and 12. He looks around. He knows they're not among the NFL's elite of the elite. But he thinks they've got a puncher's chance. I don't actually know that they've got a puncher's chance to win the Super Bowl. I have them winning a playoff game this year. But I thought that was a refreshing, honest answer from Rodgers. And it had me thinking. What is a good season for Aaron Rodgers in 2025? Is it winning the Super Bowl? Is it winning a playoff game? Is it getting to the playoffs? Is it merely staying healthy for 17 games? What is a good season in Aaron Rodgers' mind? What's a good season for Aaron Rodgers in your mind? And is Rodgers' goal the same goal that the organization has? That's what interests me. And you can comment on the phone line at 412-928-9370. You can text me at 412-928-9370. And you can tweet me at underscore Adam Crowley. Rodgers knows winning the Super Bowl is tough. Rodgers has played 20 years in the NFL. This is year number 21. His career is old enough to drink. My man has been around, and he's played this long, and he's played in a bunch of NFC championships. He's won one Super Bowl. He knows you can have a great year and not hoist the Lombardi Trophy. My man's won four MVPs and won the Lombardi Trophy just one time. So he knows it's difficult. What do we think his goal is this year? And do you think his goal is the same as the Steelers' goal? 412-928-9370. I think Rodgers would be thrilled if this is how his career ends. 17 games played in the regular season. Bunch of passing touchdowns. Leads the Steelers to the playoffs. I feel like Rodgers probably feels like that would be a good send-off for him in his swan song season. If he stays healthy, if reasonable football minds say, oh, he played well, and he gets the Steelers to the playoffs, I think Rodgers would walk into the sunset saying, you know what, I can hang my hat on the end of my career on a pretty good season. I think he wanted to go to the Jets and win a Super Bowl. Obviously, that went to hell in a handbasket. He played 12 snaps, and then his Achilles snapped. I watched the Rodgers Enigma documentary, and he was trying to work his way back from that Achilles injury to play in his first year with the Jets. He almost damn near did it. And I actually think he would have played had the Jets been in playoff contention. But the entire next offseason, he said, his words, was predicated on what can I do to stay healthy, play every game, pretty much just not embarrass myself, prove to myself that I can still play at a high level, prove to myself that I can still stay healthy, and just not embarrass myself in what could be my final season. That's what he was working towards. Well, the team was an embarrassing display. They win five games, the coach gets fired, the OC gets fired, New York Jets things happened to the New York Jets. But he did stay healthy. He accomplished that portion of his goal. He threw for a lot of touchdowns. He didn't throw a lot of picks. I think he thinks he acquitted himself well. Well, now he's another year removed from that Achilles injury. I think the goal is still the same for him. Stay healthy. I think he wants to go out as a playoff quarterback. And even if he loses a playoff game, I still think he'll look back fondly on his time with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He can walk off into the sunset knowing, you know what? I accomplished something. I think that's a reasonable goal for Rodgers. And I think if you gave him truth serum and you asked the question that way, I think he would answer, yeah, 17 games, good statistics, go to the playoffs. That's a good year. I don't think that Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, and Art Rooney II would see it that way. Now, Tomlin would be happy that his non-losing season streak continues. But I think while Omar Khan said just 2 days ago that he believes the Steelers can win the Super Bowl, I think Omar Khan would sign up for a playoff win. They haven't done it in 8 years. I think Mike Tomlin would sign up for a playoff win. I think Art Rooney II would sign up for a playoff win. This is a bridge year of sorts for the Steelers. They have not wasted any future assets to build this team. Omar still has an eye on the future while trying to make as competitive a bunch as possible this year. I think if they won a playoff game in what they consider to be a bridge year, I think publicly they'd say, ah, man, yeah, we fell short of the ultimate goal. I think internally they'd be doing backflips. Mike Tomlin be doing cartwheels in his office. Art Rooney II, he of little emotion, might throw up a fist bump prior to walking in and meeting up with the media at the end of the year. I think the Steelers organization, those three, the holy triumvirate, if you will, wants to win a playoff game this year, would be satisfied winning a playoff game this year. I think Aaron Rodgers would be cool with just making the playoffs, just staying healthy all year, acquitting himself well, and leaving, in his mind, the Steelers in a pretty decent situation. He'd have his head held high. I think if Rodgers got the Steelers to the playoffs this year and played well in the process, that he would say he's retiring with something still left in the tank. Few players ever get to do that. Jerome Bettis won a Super Bowl on his way out the door. Ray Lewis won a Super Bowl on his way out the door. John Elway won two Super Bowls on his way out the door. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl before retiring. It doesn't happen to a lot of guys. And even Peyton Manning and Jerome Bettis, I think you would argue, they gave everything they had. They probably had nothing left. I think Rodgers wants to convince himself, I'm walking away when I still could play another year. I think that's important to him. And by playing well and getting the Steelers to the playoffs, I think he'd be satisfied. What do you think Rodgers thinks of as a good last season? 412-928-9370. Do you think his goal is the same as the Steelers? And what would you consider to be a good final season for Aaron Rodgers? 412-928-9370. Open phones until 7 o'clock when Pat Narduzzi joins the program. Would love to discuss this with you. You don't want to just hear me monologue for the next hour. You want to be part of the show. We want you to be part of it. 412-928-9370. Rodgers did throw an interception on the first play of 11-on-11 drills with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get into his performance in day one of Steelers camp, what it might mean. But we'll take your calls on this when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's good to get that out the way. I mean, anybody that's watched me practice over the years, you know, you like to try certain throws at certain times. And anybody that's watched me in the games knows I've been pretty stellar taking care of the football over the years. So there's going to be picks for sure. I'm going to try to fit certain things in. You know, you got to deal with some sweat on the ball from time to time. So it's going to be a good challenge for me. Throwing this heat every single day, I look forward to it. But I'm going to throw some picks. But I'm going to throw some touchdowns, too.
I really like Aaron Rodgers in the media setting when he's talking about football. I do. I think the guy is honest. Now, not always going to agree with everything he has to say, but I think he's honest from his own perspective. I don't think Russell Wilson was. I think Russell Wilson was the over-the-top optimist. Russell Wilson was the toxic positivity guy. And I think that can wear on you. I think Rodgers is going to be critical of his teammates when necessary, like Ben was. And I think Rodgers is going to be critical of himself when necessary, like Ben was. I think Rodgers, when asked if the Steelers can win the Super Bowl, gave as honest an answer as anybody around the team is going to give. Every year, there's between 6 and 8 teams that can win the championship. Some years, there's 10 to 12. I think we're among the 10 to 12. I think that's well said. That's how I largely view the team. I don't think they got a great chance to win the Super Bowl. I think they can win and will win a playoff game. But they're a fringe contender. I think the roster is that good. I think if the Steelers had one of the quote-unquote elite in their prime quarterbacks, when you looked at those lists from ESPN and NFL Network this offseason, ESPN said they had the 19th best roster in the sport. I think if they had a Joe Burrow, you'd be looking at the Steelers as a top 3 roster. I think quarterback is weighted super heavily. But if you go 1 through 53 and you weight the quarterback like you weight everything else, I think the Steelers do have a really good roster. I said that a couple of days ago. So they're a fringe-ish contender to me, and it sounds like Rodgers agrees with that. Rodgers did not, according to everybody who was there, Jeff Hathorn and others, have a great practice yesterday. I'm okay with that. He threw an interception to Patrick Queen on the first play, and he said, I'm going to throw some picks in practice. That does not come from a place of narcissism. I do think that he is a narcissist. But I don't think that answer was narcissistic in nature. Ben used to throw picks in practice all the time. Ben used to throw bad balls to wide receivers in a training camp setting to see if they could adjust and make plays on the football. Because in practice, things can be perfect. No one's coming at your legs. No one's ever going to hit you, even when you put the pads on. And so if Ben wanted to be fine and put the thing between the numbers every single time in training camp, he could do it. How do you find out about your receivers that way? You don't. Sometimes he'd try to throw the ball into windows he wouldn't throw the ball into in games. Rodgers saying he does the same thing. Molsey brought this up yesterday. I did not remember this, and so I looked it up after their show and before our show. Marcus Mariota once went like 8 practices in a row. He had this long streak in Tennessee where he wasn't throwing picks, and Rodgers was asked about it, and Rodgers like, this is when you're supposed to throw picks. I buy that. Now, you want to see the relationship between Rodgers and DK Metcalf grow they weren't on the same page, according to Brian Batko and others. Brian's going to join us on the show today. Chris Carter was there. He'll join us at 8 o'clock today. They're going to have to get crisp at some point. They weren't yesterday. But I'm not going to overreact to one non-padded practice. And I like the refreshing honesty from Aaron Rodgers. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What would be a good season for Rodgers? And is his goal the same as the team's goal? Forward facing publicly, Omar Khan says, yeah, we believe we can win the Super Bowl this year. Aaron Rodgers puts them among a group of 10 or 12 that could win a Super Bowl. But I think Rodgers would be satisfied staying healthy all year, putting up good numbers, getting the Steelers to the playoffs, and I think he would walk into the sunset then with his head held high. I think Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, and Art Rooney II, if you gave them truth serum, I think they'd be okay if they won a playoff game, got that monkey off their back, and then they draft that rookie quarterback next year. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Kenny in Greensburg first up today. Good morning, Kenny.
Rodgers would be satisfied staying healthy all year, putting up good numbers.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down, Kenny. Let's go to Jim in Manesson. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. How about you? Happy Friday.
Still happy Friday. Hey, I agree with you. I think that regardless, according to Rodgers, if he gets into the playoffs, I think he rides off in the sunset, like you said. But more importantly, I think about Steelers Nation and the Yinzers of Pittsburgh, I think that if they win a playoff game, now all of a sudden, just like you said, it gets the monkey off their back. We stop talking about not winning a playoff game, and it gives the Steelers Nation hope that second week of the season, and I think that that's what they'll ask for, you know, giving us some hope of winning that first playoff game.
I appreciate the call. Jim, I think if the Steelers win a playoff game this year, and then you lose in the divisional round, that's going to hurt in the moment. Of course it is. Because if you win that playoff game, that monkey is off your back, a la Steve Young, and you go, oh man, well shoot, they just did the thing they ain't done in so long. Maybe they could do it again. And you start having visions of sugar plums dancing in your head. Can they actually make a run here? I think it would, when you zoom out, give Steelers fans some newfound faith in Mike Tomlin. If they win a playoff game this year, then you draft a rookie quarterback next year. We're all going to get excited about that rookie quarterback because it's a great rookie quarterback draft, at least right now, looking ahead. We'd go, okay, well, whoa, Tomlin actually showed he could win a playoff game. Now we might get our next quarterback. Let's see where this thing goes. And I think Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Art Rooney II would view it the same way. I don't think Rodgers, though, needs that to go, whew, all right, I ended my career on a good note. I think if Rodgers could lead the Steelers to the playoffs and he says healthy and he thinks he's still got something left in the tank as he goes into retirement, I think he'd say, you know what, that was a nice year. Now, people on the text line have said, why would Rodgers come here if he doesn't think he could win a Super Bowl? I do think, like he said yesterday, he gives them a puncher's chance. You're right. He ain't coming here if he doesn't think they've got a shot. But I think for him, it's a sliding scale of success. Like, if they don't win the Super Bowl, I don't think Rodgers goes, dang, I failed. Because that would mean Rodgers, in his mind, would think he's only had one good season in his entire 21-year career. I don't think he feels that way. I think each of those four MVP seasons, he feels pretty good about the way he played. Thinks those were pretty good years. Sure, he wants to win the Super Bowl. I think if they fall short, though, he can walk out of here going, I had a pretty nice season. Leave everyone with a nice taste in their mouth. Sounds dirty, but it's not. Let's go to Bob in North Versailles. Bob, you're back!
Yeah, and I'm really mad, Crowley, because you know why? My best friend was a mailman, and that's why I went to UPS to get a post office box, so I never had to deal with them again. So, and everybody has texted me and says, what about you don't have a woman? No, I got a dog. And unfortunately, I had to put that dog down. It was the most loyal thing to me. Now Aaron Rodgers.
Wait a second, Bob.
Yeah.
Did you ever get another dog?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
Did you hang up on him? He had more to say.
Do you not understand what I just did there, Harry?
No. Oh, no, you did the same thing you did the first time.
Chris in the car next up. Hi, Chris.
What's up, Mr. Crowley? How are you today?
R.I.P. Ozzy Osbourne. I'm great. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fantastic. Call me crazy, man. Call me crazy. Here's a hot take for you. The Steelers win the Super Bowl. What better way for Rodgers to end his career than to win the Super Bowl with the team he beat in the Super Bowl?
So you're telling me, I mean, that would be, Chris, could you imagine that? If Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl, that'd be the greatest thing ever.
I mean, call me crazy, man, but...
Oh, you are. You are, because it ain't going to happen. But that would be, seriously, Chris, maybe the best send-off in NFL history. And I start to think about these things quickly. Jerome winning the Super Bowl in his hometown, that's pretty good.
You know that year, that's the Super Bowl was on the 36th day of the year?
No, I did not know that. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. 36th day of the year. Big Jerome Bettis wore number 36. Let me tell you something. I watch a bunch of old games on YouTube this time of year. Been watching a bunch of Steelers games this week. I watched when the Steelers beat the Patriots and Eagles back-to-back in the 2004 season, Ben's rookie year. Jerome wasn't getting a lot of burn in 2004, but Deuce Staley missed the Eagles game with an injury. Steelers rushed for 200-plus yards, and Jerome Bettis, those feet were still so nimble in 2004. He was fresh because Deuce, they were relying on to carry the load. Jerome, he was so good in that Eagles game, man. Now, he would make a cut, and his belly would be 4 yards to the right, and the rest of his body would be 4 yards to the left. But those feet, they didn't go away. And he was blasting through the hole. Now, he was running behind like Alan Faneca and Jeff Hardings. They were opening up massive holes. But he still had it, baby. It was a lot of fun to watch. Go back and do that yourself today for a nice little Friday treat. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, as I mentioned, Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf weren't necessarily on the same page in the first practice of Steelers training camp. Maybe their bathroom situation will help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I was surprised. I was here Tuesday night, and not many other guys were here other than the rookies. And when I got in the room, I realized we were sharing something, and I was, you know, secretly kind of hoping it wasn't a big lineman or something. Maybe somebody had, you know, cared about their hygiene a little bit. So when I walked in, I saw like a standard suitcase. I said, oh, I think it's going to be good. This is probably DK.
No, I didn't know. He knocked on my door, and I thought it was the front door, and it was actually my bathroom door because we share a bathroom. And he was like, oh, man, I was hoping it was you. I was like, I did not think I was going to have a roommate, but glad to see you too, Aaron. But, yeah, it was a good experience just to see his face and knowing that we could, you know, continue conversations outside the meeting room.
Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf were roomies up camp. Sharing a bathroom, which is very funny to me. Aaron Rodgers has made more money than any player in the history of the National Football League. $380 million. DK Metcalf just signed a contract that's going to pay him $130 million over 5 years. $30 million a season. And they're living like Callis was at Waynesburg. They're living like I was my freshman year at WVU. It's one of the quaint things that I actually love about Steelers training camp. Like, the Steelers are one of a few teams that actually goes away for camp. I do think it's good for camaraderie. I do think it's good for the club. And it's great for Latrobe. Like, Donnie was at Dino's last night. He's going to be at Sharky's on the 30th. If you're headed to training camp, you can cool off with an ice-cold Miller Lite and meet Donnie Football, broadcasting live at Sharky's on July 30th from 6 until 10. Training camp coverage on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Miller Lite. Aaron Rodgers had a lot to say yesterday, and I don't usually love playing audio in full form, but I thought he was really good yesterday. I'm not going to play the full 7-plus minutes here, but you tell me if you're hearing a guy who is going to be a locker room cancer this year, because I don't think you are.
Oh, it was good. Good to be out here with the guys.
What's it like just being out here at St. Vincent College, and how is this kind of different from your many other training camps you've?
Not actually way different. We were at the dorms at beautiful St. Norbert's College for 14 years, first 14 years of my career. And in those years, I had to go from the third floor to the second floor. And finally, about year 6 or 7, I was on the first floor. So I'm on the first floor here, which is a good start. I got DK as my suite mate, so we're sharing a toilet and a shower. But I love this idea, this opportunity to be out here in the Trobe and to stay here and connect with the guys.
Is that your choice to have DK as a suite mate, or is that a Mike Tomlin assignment?
No, I was surprised. I was here Tuesday night, and not many other guys were here other than the rookies. And when I got in the room, I realized we were sharing something, and I was, you know, secretly kind of hoping it wasn't a big lineman or something. Maybe somebody had, you know, cared about their hygiene a little bit. So when I walked in, I saw like a standard suitcase. I said, oh, I think it's going to be good. This is probably DK. So.
Have you had roommates before in training camp?
I have, yeah. I've had a lot of different roommates over the years. Brett Goode, our long snapper forever, probably my favorite roommate at St. Norbert's. We used to play a lot of pranks on some of the guys. and had some pranks played on us as well. But, yeah, it's good.
How would you say the relationship between you and DK is developing on the field, and maybe how things went the first day?
Yeah, you know, I think we completed one out of a couple that we had his way. But, you know, DK and I have worked out in the off season together, got a good relationship. We talked about, you know, a lot of football stuff. We FaceTime, we texted during the off season after mini camp. So we got a good relationship. It's going to just keep on growing.
And one thing that's happened since you signed on was the trade for Johnny Smith and Jalen Ramsey. Throughout your career, have you had rosters and moments where you had dual tight ends like you might have here in Freiermuth and Smith? I mean, what do you think about those two, how you can work with them?
Yeah, I mean, we always valued the tight end in Green Bay. We had, you know, we kept four many times over the years. But these guys, you know, the four that we got, the top four, all have unique skill sets and all can do different things. So, you know, I like it. You know, the tight end position, like the fullback position, has been undervalued, I would say, the last few years. But being able to have, you know, being able to go in 12 personnel can be an advantage with so many teams playing nickel to 12 these days. So if you got guys that can block and also run routes, you got an advantage there.
Aaron, do you have expectations of yourself for this team?
Sorry, one more time.
Do you have expectations of this, for this team and over yourself?
I do, yes.
And they might be?
I'm not telling you.
Aaron, can you tell us what you've been doing since OTAs till now to prepare for this season?
I've been working out. I've been hanging at the beach with my dog, as you can see by getting stalked by TMZ. Yeah, I was in Tahoe for a week, but other than that, I was working out at Proactive and spending time at the beach.
And how did it work out with the team? You know, you joined them later than you have been previously. Is there anything you had to do different to be ready for the season?
Well, the guys came out for a few days. We had a good time. You know, Calvin hadn't seen the ocean before, so that was cool. We had a couple nice throwing sessions, good workout sessions. We had a nice dinner at Nobu. The Dolphins kind of went by right at the perfect time, and one of the guys, I won't embarrass him, asked if they pay the Dolphins to do that, to go by at a certain time. So we had, you know, we had a lot of fun. That was a good time to have those guys out. But on that, you know, it's been just the conditioning part's been important, and the weights part, but nothing out of the ordinary.
There's Aaron Rodgers, a portion of what he had to say yesterday, and Mark Caboli tweeted about this after Rodgers spoke yesterday, and after Will Howard spoke yesterday. Everyone has talked about Rodgers as this bad guy, this bad teammate. And you just hear the way Rodgers talks about his teammates. You hear the way Will Howard talks about Rodgers. And hey, call me naive. I don't think he's going to be a problem this year. I think he's going to be a leader for this team because he wants to go out on top. And to him, that doesn't necessarily, like we discussed earlier, mean win a Super Bowl, but be a good leader, help Will Howard, help Mason Rudolph, get the Steelers to the playoffs, play 17 games, put up some good statistics, think there's something left in the tank. And that's when you call it quits. A lot of guys would sign up for something like that. And I believe Rodgers is sincere when he talks about how much fun he's having. Now, 2-game losing streak when the media is coming down on you in the middle of the season, the middle of December, okay, maybe things change. But I think the intention is for Rodgers to come in here, be a good teammate, win games, see where it goes, and then you walk into the sunset and you feel like you've done your job. 412-928-9370. What is Rodgers' goal this year? What would constitute a good season for the Steelers quarterback? And is that the same as the Steelers' goal? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. More on that coming up later on in the program. Pat Narduzzi, Eli Holstein going to join the show. Coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, the national media now reporting on O'Neal Cruz and whether or not the Buccos will trade him. We'll get to that. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter writes in, hey, you're naive. Rodgers sounds exactly the same as he did at his first Jets training camp. The guy has always been a good talker. Maybe so. Maybe I am naive. I think he knows this is it, and I think that can be a powerful motivator. He could also make me look incredibly stupid, but hey, what else is new? You know what would be stupid? The Bucks trading O'Neal Cruz. We'll get to that in 1 second. Pat Narduzzi, just a reminder, he's going to join us live in studio in 10 minutes. Really looking forward to that. All right, Cruz. So a bunch of reports out there. Noah Hiles, our friend, he's going to join us at 8:35 today. He's been all over this. He reported that he learned the Yankees are one of many teams who have checked in on O'Neal Cruz. Continued, I've also been told the Pirates don't expect to trade Cruz before this year's deadline. Now, Mark Feinsand, who covers Major League Baseball nationally, he wrote last night, some teams have reached out to Pittsburgh about O'Neal Cruz, but a source said that while the Pirates will listen, they're not prioritizing such a move. The source called a Cruz deal unlikely. Sounds like Pittsburgh would absolutely have to be bowled over by an offer. John Heyman, National Baseball Insider, he writes, Yanks have talked to the Pirates about O'Neal Cruz and some others. Price is said to be steep, but that's no surprise. Okay, so it doesn't sound like O'Neal Cruz is going to be traded, and that's good. O'Neal Cruz is under team control for 3 more seasons, and while he has not lived up to his considerable hype or talent level, I still think he could be a 35, 40 homer, 60 steals guy. You can't trade that. I don't care who the general manager is. Especially when you're a small market club. You ain't going to be able to buy 30 homers and 60 steals on the open market. You just won't. It's going to be $40 million a season. Now, that would tell you you could get a good return for Cruz, but the team can't hit. I ain't trading one of the few professional hitters in the lineup. But here's what all this makes me feel. Like, that they're listening, that there's some level of trade talks going on with the Yankees, with some other teams, according to Hiles. I still don't think it's a fait accompli that Ben Cherington is out. I think there's a good chance he comes back. Now, we'll talk to Hiles about this at 8:35, but if you're Bob Nutting and you're allowing your general manager to have deep talks about one of, I thought, your franchise cornerstone pieces, you probably trust him enough to get a year 7, no? Maybe I'm reading this wrong. You can tell me at 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. But that's my read. I hope Noah says the opposite when we talk to him later on in the show. All right, Pat Narduzzi, fresh off ACC Media Days in Charlotte. He's going to jump on with us live in studio coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.